Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Good morning. All right, this is a morning of encouragement. This is a morning of encouragement. God is really and truly changing me, changing my thought pattern. I can't make excuses anymore. I can't operate in a plan B. I keep talking about a plan B. I keep saying that it's going to be God or it's going to be God. So today, when I was driving, God just started, you know, really dropping things into my spirit about the plan B and why he constantly having me to remind myself of it's going to be him or it's going to be him. There's no other option, Gerald. You can't sugarcoat this. You can't serve two gods. You can't serve two masters. How whatever scripture you're looking at, I'm saying you just it. This is that place for me. I don't know where you are right now, but this is that place for me. And I can't make any excuses. You know what I mean? And I had to repent. I constantly repent by, you know, things that I make an excuse on. And God is just like not pleased with that. I mean, it's not like I'm sinning, but God is not pleased with it. And that bothers me more. And I ask God, I want it to bother me when I'm not pleasing you. I mean, like bother me. Let me not rest. You know what I mean? Because I don't even want to rest when I know I've not pleased God or I've disappointed God or I'm not moving faster or transforming faster. So there's things that I had to ask for. And most people don't want to ask for stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? They don't want that part. But for me, I had to because I know what rebellion looks like. I know what stubbornness looks like. I know what it feels like. I know what entitlement does to me. And that stuff will drive me so far away from God. And it'll look like you not doing anything, but your perspective and your eyesight and everything about your mind make you feel like you okay for doing what you're doing. But God is not smiling on that. God is not pleased with that. And so we have to really and truly check these little things. So this morning he gave me Psalms 3:5-6. It says, we heard this scripture before. All of these scriptures we have heard before. It says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart, Gerald. I'm putting my own self in that. And lean not on your own understanding. Plan B. Plan B. It said, lean not onto. That's plan B. Plan A is, it's going to be God or it's going to be God. It said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. All of your heart. Listen to what I'm telling you now. All of your heart. Not some of your heart. Not a piece of your heart. Not a millimeter of your heart. It says all of your heart. And that to me is saying it's going to be God or it's going to be God. I ain't messing around because it says lean not. Lean not. Lean not. Into your own understanding. Lean not into your own understanding. In all of your ways, submit to him, and he will make your paths multiple paths straight. There's multiple paths that God wants you to walk in, but you won't get to those paths because you leaning into your own understanding. You thinking there's a plan B. This scripture solidifies, get rid of the plan Bs. Get rid of the plan Bs. You overthinking it. Stop overthinking it, Gerald. If I say do it, I say do it. If I tell you to walk this way, you walk this way. If I tell you to go this way, you go this way. If I tell you to wake up in the morning and do this. If I tell you to eat this right here. This takes discipline. This really tells you if you're really disciplined or not. Because you will say, I'm disciplined, but you'll be disciplined in some ways. But it says, in all of your ways, submit. So I had to repent again this morning. Listen, y'all, I'm transparent. I ain't sitting here telling y'all like, oh, I got it all. Man, I had to repent. Because there's some of my ways that I haven't submitted at all. Because my actions show it. My actions show that I'm not disciplined in this way. So I don't know what you're not disciplined in. I don't know what you haven't submitted to God. Because it said, I'm in all of your ways, submit to him and he will make your path, it's with an S, straight. I'm just saying, this is my solidified message right here, for it's going to be God or it's going to be God. I don't have a plan B. I don't have a plan B. I am not leaning. Listen, let me tell you what leaning to your own understanding does. It'll get you going straight to hell. It'll walk you away from God. Because you know what? You'll get into your emotions. You'll get into your feelings. And those places where your will operates at. So your will be going so far away from God's will that you will be on some other doggone path. And God got you. God says, I want you over here on this path. And you way over here. Why are you over here, Gerald? What you doing over here? Do you see that this path is taking you on trauma? Do you see this path is taking you to death? Do you see this path is taking you to pornography? Do you see this path is taking you to depression, suicide, drugs, alcohol? Do you see that? Man, I was so blind. No, I ain't see it. I was just walking. My eyes was wide. I was blind with my eyes wide open. Couldn't see. I was seeing in the natural, but I wasn't seeing in the spirit. I was blind in the spirit. I couldn't see nothing. I couldn't see what the enemy was doing. I couldn't see the traps. I couldn't see the snares. I couldn't see any of that. So get rid of those plan Bs, Gerald. So I'm getting rid of my plan Bs, y'all. I'm submitting all of my ways. Listen, I got to check. Check. Listen, man, let's. Check. Check your ways. Check your ways. Just check them. Ask God, seek me, seek it, seek me, seek me. Look at me, search me, go through me from my top of my head to the sole of my feet. What is this out of me, or what am I doing that you ain't pleased with? That you're not pleased with? That you are not smiling on me? There's no plan B for me. I surrender. Many of you have said, yes, Lord, oh, yes, Lord, I surrender. I hit you with that scripture. Not everybody that says, Lord, Lord, will enter the gates of heaven. Not everybody. Not everybody. So you might want to search yourself to see if you lean into your own understanding. Some things that might cause you to might feel like you going to hell, but you messing around and being religious. Because you just doing it to be religious, but you ain't really doing it out of a purity of your heart. That's where God started talking to me. He said, Gerald, check your heart. Make sure you're doing this out of a heart, out of a pure heart. This ain't you. If you have anything that is inside of your heart that'll contaminate your heart, that'll cause you to be out of order, rebellious, stubborn, all of that, that'll cause you to be that way, we need to check this stuff, man. Let's check this. So if God is telling you to do something, stop over analyzing this stuff. God said it. Why would he tell you to do something and you want to rationalize why you got to do it? God ain't in the business of debating. It's either you're going to do it or you don't. It's either you're going to be hot or cold. One of the two. My mindset now is, man, I ain't got none of that over. I don't want none of that. Y'all can have that. If y'all want plan B, y'all have plan B. I don't want plan B. I don't want plan B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, all of your alphabet. I don't want them. You can have them. You want them, you can have them. I want God's plan. I want all of him. I want all of him. I don't want nothing else. I want to decrease as he increased. I don't want none of me. I want all of him. I don't want to lean to my own understanding because I don't understand a whole lot. But I understand when I'm in the spirit. I understand when I'm decreasing. I understand when I'm operating in a spirit of humility. I understand because God drops wisdom on me. God gives me some wisdom. And while I'm getting this wisdom, I'm getting an understanding of what I need to do, what my posture needs to be, how I'm supposed to speak, talk, stand, all of that. My conduct and my conversation is blameless. Come on, y'all. Y'all better catch what I'm talking about right now. I'm just saying. I read Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Check your heart, Gerald. I check my heart. I like lay my hand on my chest. Be like, God, man, check my heart, man. Check my heart, check my heart. Check every part of my heart. Check every cavity of my heart. Whatever, check everything. Check the blood flow that's going through it. Check everything. Cause listen, y'all don't get it, man. Let me tell you something. I know what just leaning into your own understanding does. Man, I'm telling you, y'all know my testimony. I don't want to go to hell. I do not want to go to hell. I don't want to make a whole change and then do a little bit of change and then bust hell wide open. And people don't think that'll happen. People just don't think that'll happen. But I'm scared that it will happen. Because if it said, not everybody that's saying, Lord, Lord, will enter the gates of heaven. Not everybody. But the ones who will do the will of the Father. Will you do the will of the Father? Huh? Will you follow these scriptures? Will you follow these parables? Will you follow these statutes? Will you follow these commandments? Will you follow his voice? Will you follow his instructions? Will you follow? Without giving a rebuttal, without even giving a debate, without giving another answer, without thinking about another answer, just be flat out obedient. Just straight obedient. I'm just going to do this. That's mine. That's me right now. I'm just going to do this. I'm going to do this. God, I'm going to do this. Yes, I understand that it's some work. It's some work. I ain't going to lie. It's some work because I'm battling my flesh. I'm battling my old mindset. I'm battling my feelings. I'm battling my emotions. But I'm trying to get my will right. I'm trying to get my will lined up with God's will. Do you think my flesh want to let that happen? Do you think the enemy want to let that happen? Then we say, oh my God, it's hard. And you know what I'm calling on? I'm like, God, I need your strength today. God, you better put some super on my natural today because my flesh is acting up. So give me the strength today to put my flesh under submission. Because my thought pattern is going to be lined up with Christ. I'm telling you, I got the mind of Christ. I'm declaring that I got the mind of Christ. I'm thinking like Christ. Matter of fact, Father God, I'm going to speak like Christ. I'm going to call those things to be not as though they were. Father God, I'm speaking life into my situation. I'm speaking life into my body. I'm speaking life into my destiny. I'm speaking life into my purpose, Father God. I'm speaking life, Father God. No longer I'm going to say what I can't do, but Father God, I'm saying what I can do because you say I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So Father God, I thank you for the greater that lives inside of me because you said greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. So I'm operating in a greater place. I ain't operating in my flesh. Get out your flesh. Get out your emotions. Get out your normal, your natural. Come on, get out of that place. Let's go. He said, be in this world, but we in this world, but not of this world. That means we're spiritual beings. So let's tap into the spirit man. Spirit man has been suffering because we haven't tapped into the spiritual aspect of ourselves because we're so operating in our carnal because we're looking at a situation, but God says, lean not into your own understanding. You looking at your situation and you thinking that you got to be able to solve your situation, but you can't even do it because you can't even think of what God's trying to think. Your ways are not his ways. You can't even think of the thoughts that he has for you. You can't think that far or that high. Listen, I might be talking fast because right about now I'm flowing. I'm in this thing. I'm in this thing. I'm in this thing. I'm in it to win it. You know what I'm saying? I choose not to lose. I choose this day not to lose. Not another day. Not another minute. I ain't losing another battle. Whatever these battles come, God, you have given me the authority. You have given me the power. You, matter of fact, you've given me the access to heaven. I can call heaven down to earth. I declare that angels are descending and ascending according to the words that I speak. I declare that every warring angel is ready and dispatched and ready to go on my behalf, on my word. It says I can send 1,000 angels. One sends 1,000. 2 10,000. I got an agreement. My wife is in agreement. My wife know how to pray. She can pray heaven down to earth. So I got 10,000 angels ready to go at any given time. And I wake up and dispatch my angels. Go before me today. Make sure my way is right. Make sure my way is correct. Make sure that my Father, when I put my feet up on this ground, you say the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. So let my steps be ordered today, Father God. Let me stand before you this morning, standing before you in righteousness and holiness. Come on, y'all. I'm not leaning to my own understanding. I'm not leaning to these problems. I'm not leaning to what somebody talking about. Man, oh man, listen, it's cool. It's all right. Yeah, you can give your opinion. But if your opinion don't align up with God's word, you can keep that junk. I know how to renounce that. I know how to sever that. I know how to bounce that. You keep that. That don't line up with the word of God. That don't line up with what God is telling me. So you can hold on to that because you're leaning into your own understanding. You leaning into your own flesh. You leaning into your own will. You leaning into your own perspective. You can have that. I want all of God. I want God's perspective. I want God's will. I want God's desire. I want all of God and I want less of me. I'm just saying that's for me. So whatever's for you, it's for you. But I want you to think about this. You know what I'm saying? I want you to take Proverbs 3:5-6. I want you to just meditate on it. I want you to let that, Country Wayne, he said, let that sizzle in your spirit. You know what I'm saying? Let that just marinate. Let that just sit there and think about and ask the Holy Spirit to bring back to your remembrance every time you lean to your own understanding. And every time you do, it comes up that you're going to get ready to lean to your own understanding. Go back to trust in the Lord with all of your heart. And lean not into your own understanding. And in all of your ways. So ask God to show you what ways that you haven't submitted. In all of your ways, submit to him. Look to see where your ways that you haven't submitted. Don't look at somebody else and talk about what they hadn't submitted to. Look at yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror. Because I'm looking at myself in the mirror and I'm like, boy, I'm proud of you, boy, but you ain't there yet. You got a long way to go. You got a long way to go, Gerald. I'm proud of the steps that you have made. I'm proud of you. But you still got a long way to go. We got a long way to go, man. This is a marathon. This ain't a sprint. This ain't a sprint. I need you to get your mind right at all times. You know what I'm saying? I need you to be right. I need your body to be right. You ain't sinning, but my God, I want God to smile on me all day, every day. I want him to say, look at my son. Look at my son. Look at what he's doing. Look at my son transforming. Look at my son doing what I'm telling him to do. Look at my son operating in miracle signs and wonder. Look at my son I'm so well pleased with. Look at my son I'm just smiling upon. I'm getting chill bumps because I want God to smile on me like that. I just want God to smile on me. I just want him to smile on me. God, smile on me. I know I disappointed you for so long and you forgave me and I done forgiven myself. I done come out of the darkness. I come out of the trenches. I come out of the suicide. I come out of the depression. I come out of the pornography. I come out of the lust and perversion. I'm coming out of the generational curses. God, you've given me the strength to submit daily. You've given me the strength, Father God, to stand daily, that I can actually do this thing. Your word says that when I'm weak, you are strong, Father God, that I lean on you. I rely on you. I trust in you. I don't lean into my own understanding. I don't even trust my own understanding. Huh? No. Why? Because I know what it does. It gives me an option. I don't even want to think about options. You know what I'm saying? Yes, God gives you choices. We all got choices, but man, God wants us to choose him. And he wants us to always choose him. He don't want us to choose the other option. The other option ain't good. It's not good. And we want to think that it's good. It's not. Help me help you. It's not good. It's not good. So get over yourself. Get over your flesh. Get over your emotions. Get over your feelings. Get over all of that, Gerald, because I'm going to need you to be on point at all times. It's way too much weighing on you keeping your deliverance, on you providing help, and you providing hope. It's way too much. It's way too much, Gerald. And you can't afford to. So I'm like, hey, come on, God, beat me up every day. I'm cool. Beat me up. I'm just saying. All right. Woo! Lord, thank you. I praise you. I give you honor. I give you glory. For this has truly been a day that you have made. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to share. I pray that this message blesses, stretches, pushes you into another. I hope it make you just search yourself. I mean, just sit there and just search yourself. See where you have gone wrong. See where you can make it better. See where you can repent. See where you can get it right. Because God, he loves us so much, man. He give us an opportunity to get it right. So let's just get it right. Let's do it God's way, not our way. Let's do it God's way. I'm telling you, man, God's way is the best way. Any other way, man, sucks. I'm telling you, you might think that it's good, but it sucks. Because in the long run, it'll get you so far off path. It'll get you so far away from God, man. And you'll be wondering, well, how did I get here? Come on, man. Let's go. Let's cut the ties with that. Let's just search ourselves, man. And let's just see how many times we try to analyze God. Man, stop trying to manipulate God. That's witchcraft. God don't play with that. Let's just stop doing it. And allow God to be God. Allow God to move in your life. Allow God to rule in your life. I'm telling myself. I'm like, God, I just want you to rule in my life. I want it all. I want all of you. I don't want nothing else but you. I take a deep breath on that one. Listen, I'm Gerald, one half of Gerald and Yvette Ministries. You can go to our website, geraldandyvette.com. Once again, I hope this motivated you, pushed you, stretched you, helped you. I pray that it does, because God loves you and God wants everything for you. He wants to give you so much. He wants to share so much with you. He wants to give you the plans that he has for you. He said, I knew the plans I had for you in your mother's womb. He knew these things and he wants you to have them. He doesn't want to not give them to you. But when you find yourself walking on the wrong path, how he gonna give it to you? You're too far away from him. You're so far away. But he's standing there telling you, I'm never gonna leave you nor forsake you. You can turn around and get on the right path at any given time. That's how good God is. So I thank you for his grace and his mercy that he ain't let me die in my sin. So I ain't got no choice. I don't have a choice. I'm going to serve God and I'm going to serve God. Period. Drop the mic. Whatever. All right. Yeah, y'all be blessed. I just wanted to come on and motivate you. Once again, that was Proverbs 3:5-6. Let that marinate in your spirit. You know what I mean? Share this with somebody that's still operating with them plan Bs and walking on the own path. Let's let that go and let it go. Okay. All right, y'all. Love y'all. Y'all be blessed.
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine position as heads of the family God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.